T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kyle, at the board meeting, I understand that you all are going to take action on, I guess, allocating the first of the bond money that the bond commission just approved?
Yes, Chris. Today what we're going to do is vote on the parameters of the $350 million bond issue. And then also a separate resolution will be a $30 million band of those bonds, which will help fund us through the springtime. So there are two different resolutions that we'll be voting on today.
But this gets things rolling then on this, I don't know if ambitious is the right word, but on this plan to get the Superdome really looking different on the inside in the next few years.
Yes, it's another step forward. We've been kind of on this forward movement now for a couple of years, going through the master plan, going through the financing processes as to how best to finance this. And now we're really the rubber's starting to hit the road on looking toward hopefully breaking ground on the renovations right after the last football game of this season in early 2020.
It's a lot closer, I think, than it sounds. Do we have plans drawn up yet, or anything quite yet firmed up as to what exactly is going to be done?
Sure. I mean, the architects are working on the plans ongoing. It's around the clock process now that we're in a time period of a 4-year period where we have to stage these renovations in between some significant events in New Orleans and in the Superdome. And so we've got plans to work around those events so that we don't lose that book of business. But yes, as far as the phase one piece of this, we're looking to have a GMP estimate hopefully by October. And then, we could hit the ground running, as I said before, right after the last football game this season.
So if it's going to get started, hopefully after the NFC Championship game, fingers crossed.
Correct.
What?
That's exactly right.
What would there be anything changed by the 2020 football season, or is it going to be more behind-the-scenes stuff to start with before the fans see any changes inside the areas they go?
I think probably more behind the scenes initially. Commissaries relative to the food, where we're cooking our food now, and how we're getting that up into the different areas of the stadium. So that could be some elevator activity relative to adding larger freight elevators and things like that. So not a whole lot of eye-seeing renovations initially, but certainly, we're getting pretty close to that time thereafter, phase one, where people start seeing a significant difference.
When do you think the fans would first notice a difference?
Well, look, I think they'll first notice a difference even after the first phase gets started, Chris. So, you're used to walking in the Superdome and seeing it the way it is. They'll be able to see some differences, in the Superdome right from the get-go. How significant those will be at the start kind of remain to be seen, but they'll be able to see some differences. We're talking about, and I don't know where this is in the phasing process offhand, but when you start tearing out those interior ramps inside the Superdome, that's 80,000 square feet of ramps inside the dome that'll be torn out. And people will recognize that. Those are going to be replaced by escalators and stairwell and stairs, 20,000 square feet of that. So that's 60,000 more usable space inside the walls of that Superdome, which is significant. Larger concourse areas, larger concession areas, adding bathroom restroom facilities, those kinds of things. So that's right around the corner.
When do you expect the architects to show you some drawings of how this will look as a finished product?
Well, it's ongoing as far as a finished product. I mean, that'll be an ongoing process because we have four different phases relative to this renovation. So right now they're working on the phase one drawings so we could hit the ground running, as I said before, right after the football season.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.